This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. For months, health insurance providers on the New Mexico Exchange have been struggling with uncertainty over whether the Affordable Care Act would be replaced, and now over whether the White House will authorize subsidies to insurers after the month of August. President Trump has threatened to stop cost-sharing payments, which are meant to help insurers cover low- and middle-income customers. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams spoke with Dr. Mark Epstein, chief medical officer of the New Mexico Health Connections, a nonprofit provider on the exchange.
So what's happening is not only New Mexico Health Connections, but other providers, other carriers across the country are setting their rates for 2018. And part of the figuring out your premium rates for 2018 is whether the cost share reduction known as the CSR is going to be there or not. And while the current administration in Washington has stated that they'll be there through August, there's no guarantee thereafter and into 2018. And that degree of uncertainty is a challenge in terms of how rates are set to make sure that the math works, if you will.
So are we seeing insurers raise their premiums as a way to kind of buffer against this uncertainty?
What the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO's report, has indicated that was recently put out was that on average maybe 20 to 25% increases are coming down the pike if the cost share reduction payments are not made.
Well, New Mexico hasn't had the world's smoothest rollout of the Affordable Care Act. There have been quite a few bumps in the road. Some insurers have even left the exchange. And I wonder if this uncertainty about the subsidies could mean that we could be looking at more insurers possibly leaving the state exchange.
Yeah, New Mexico Health Connections is fully committed to providing coverage through the individual market. In fact, as we were founded with funding through the Affordable Care Act, we are obligated to and embrace that and as part of our mission and our vision. So we'll be there without question in 2018. This uncertainty, however, coming out of D.C. makes it more challenging for carriers to stay in. So that is indeed a risk to the individual market.
New Mexico Health Connections is the state's low-cost option on the exchange. What about risks to your customers or to people like me or our listeners who rely on insurance for our health care?
Well, clearly, if there are obstacles for affordability of health insurance premiums and then making it challenging for folks to purchase that coverage and get the care they need, that certainly is worrisome for all of us as a state, and driving improved health of our communities gets challenged the more costly it is. So what we're looking for and what we're focused on is how to keep premiums affordable and ensure access to care, because it doesn't do anybody any good to reduce the amount of folks across the state who are covered and end up in emergency rooms or otherwise foregoing care.
Okay, Mark Epstein, thank you for talking with us.
Sure, my pleasure.
That was reporter Ed Williams speaking with Mark Epstein of New Mexico Health Connections. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find more online at publichealthnm.org.